This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is clear and sunny, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa, making it a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, while Eilat remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian covers a week-long military operation north of Lebanon's Litani River and ongoing Hezbollah activities. That was reported just 45 minutes ago. Also, JNS reports that Saudi Arabia has reportedly launched covert strikes on Iran during the ongoing conflict. This development was noted earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports Hezbollah has launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border. This was covered in earlier reporting. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Levin will address the Romanian parliament ahead of Solidarity Day. This was reported just 30 minutes ago. And finally, according to JTA, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated on 60 Minutes that the conflict with Hezbollah should be viewed separately from the war with Iran. This was previously reported. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, the missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that Iran's oil exports from Karg Island have halted, with storage tanks reaching capacity. This is according to satellite imagery reported by Bloomberg. I-24News_EN, an international news broadcaster, reports that Syria is seeking the extradition of Bashar al-Assad from Russia on war crimes charges. This was posted earlier today. Middle East_24, a regional news account, reports that Hamas is preventing Gazans from moving to new southern housing zones. This action is against efforts backed by the UAE to improve living conditions. This was noted in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel, the military operation north of Lebanon's Litani River aims to curtail Hezbollah's influence in the region. Emmanuel Fabian reports that the operation has seen significant military engagement, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. This development is crucial for maintaining stability along Israel's northern border. Turning to the JNS report, Saudi Arabia's covert operations against Iran mark a significant shift in regional dynamics. This is the first known instance of Riyadh taking military action on Iranian soil. The move could escalate tensions in the Gulf, impacting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Hezbollah's largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border. This escalation follows Saudi Arabia's strikes on Iran, indicating increasing regional hostilities. Such actions raise concerns over border security and civilian safety. In another development, the Jerusalem Post reports Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Levin's address to the Romanian parliament. His speech underscores the strong alliance between Israel and Romania, with both nations looking to expand commercial ties. This diplomatic effort strengthens regional alliances in uncertain times. Finally, JTA's coverage of Prime Minister Netanyahu's interview on 60 Minutes reveals his strategic separation of the conflict with Hezbollah from Iran. Netanyahu's comments suggest a focused military strategy likely to influence international perceptions and responses. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israeli companies dominate the promising cyber companies list. With 15 entries, Israel strengthens its position in global cybersecurity innovation. Separately, CTech highlights the impact of AI on cybersecurity, with Lumitech CEO Maya Eisen-Zafrir noting Israel's role in driving global innovation. This discussion took place earlier today. And finally, Globes reports that Envision, an Israeli healthcare quantum technologies company, has raised $55 million. This funding supports their expansion into quantum computing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.